am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. Everyone, welcome to a special edition of Daytime After Dark. Tonight we will be interviewing a special guest. We will be interviewing Kale Brownie. I cannot wait for this interview. Also, I have some good breaking news. Let's see who's on the call thing. Hi, you're on the air. David?
Yes?
Hello? Okay, hi. I will put you back on hold. I'm waiting for Kale to call in, but I will let you talk to him.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, everyone. I am so excited to announce Kale Brownie. You know him from Days of a Life, One Life to Live, Time Beginning, Until There Was You, Another Word, I Loved Him in Another Word. All My Children, I Loved Him in All My Children. I Loved Him in Sam Rappaport. Bloodfest, Xanadu, Loving Larry, Dynasty, and The Doctors. I mean, Dallas, sorry. Welcome, Kale Brownie. Hi. Hello?
Hi. Thank you.
Hello. I'm so excited. Yeah, it's Carly. I am so excited to be talking to you. You were one of my favorite characters on Another Word and One Life to Live and Days of Our Life. And I need you
well,
to go
thank
back.
You very much.
I need you to go back to Daytime for me. We missed you in Daytime.
I'm sorry?
We missed you on Daytime.
Oh, well, thank you.
We missed you on Daytime so much. I mean, come back. The world is cold without you on Daytime.
Well,
you know,
there's not that many shows on Daytime.
You could go back to Days of Our Life. You know? Or you could go to the new hospital being a really either a sexy doctor or a mob guy on the new hospital. I say go on both, but that's just me. So, I'm supposed to tell you hi from, I talked to Colleen Zucker this morning, and she wanted me to tell you hello, because you were in a play called Women on the Leds, and she wanted me to tell you you're so lovely.
The movie, television.
Yeah. She's coming on the show probably next week or the week after. Let's start your career, really. People fell in love with you. Another word, I love Michael Huston. And how did you like that character?
Well, that show was probably the most I had. That was a job. It was a great career. I worked with some wonderful people. That was a job that started out to be, nobody knew how long it was going to last, and it turned into quite a long time, actually. Great time out there shooting in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you guys saw it out in New York. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. Most of the soaps back then actually were in New York. A couple of them in Los Angeles. Now they're all in Los Angeles. They were all over. There's probably 8 or 9 soaps in New York back then.
Oh, I never knew that.
So, yeah.
That is cool. And were you upset?
We shot up.
Was it 12 hours a day for that soap, or was it you guys could get in and out really quick, for another word?
Another world was we would start at 7 in the morning, and we would go until we sometimes 2, 3, 4 in the morning, sometimes 24 hours.
Holy
moly. Next studio and start up it. Yeah, start up the next day. And, maybe go an hour to shoot long, long hours. And, but the shows were longer than as much advertising. So the shows were more. There was a lot. They shoot them very quickly now.
Oh, yeah, they do now.
And they work it. Yeah, they now you go in for, basically, you only go in for your scenes, but back then you did the intro, and then you shot the intro in sequence, so they're all day, every day.
That must have been hard and difficult, going that long, but you guys did so good on Another Word. You guys did so good. I hated being out when I moved to Seattle, we didn't get Another Word for 5 years. So I would make my grandparents tape Another Word in Oregon and send them to me because Seattle market wasn't killing Another Word. So I hated the 5 years that, I had to see on the weekends or every month. I hated that. So who was your favorite?
Well,
What did you think?
My favorite what?
What was your favorite co-star to work with?
I didn't hear that.
What was your favorite co-star to work on Another Word?
Well, Anna Stewart certainly played Donna for most of the time. We were like an old married couple from the day we started. I love working with her. I still do. We've done plays together since then. We've worked together since the show stopped. And we're still in touch.
Oh, that is so cute.
You know, everyone was really, you know, that's known really good actors. And I came into was to do it, but that's known for having a lot. Boy, they working with any age, working with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I loved you and Linda Dana when you guys were in a scene. I thought you guys were good. So, you know, everyone misses another word. But when you when you went on One Life to Live, I was happy. I was so happy you were Sam on Another Word. One Life to Live, One Life to Live. I love Sam and Nora, and I loved when Sam kind of went crazy. What was that like? Because you were so good on it.
The idea was is that Sam was going to come in and create some problems for Bo and Nora, and he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
And that was actually very interesting. Yeah, I went off a cliff on another woke up on One Life to Live about a week later. Change. But One Life to Live was a very nice change.
Yeah, and you and Noah were really good together. And when you were working with Robert S. Woods, Bo, you guys were good together. Uh-huh. And Sam was one of my favorite characters. Even though Sam, you know, seen the DNA test for Matthew and all that, I kind of screamed at the TV when you did that, but then I forgave you. I forgave Sam for doing that. And then when you went having One Life to Live, then, you know, to go on All My Children, you know, for a little while when you were on that, you know, how was that?
Well, that was great. Actually, I think All My Children, way before One Life to Live, it was after.
Yeah, it was.
I was off another world for a little while, and to Los Angeles, and anyway, I came back and just did a short thing. I played this guy. He was dead from Tom. It was on the book, by the way.
Well, yeah, it was. I loved you on All My Children,
you know,
as well. And
well, I've managed over the years to work on most shows here and there. You know, daytime is really, really good to me.
Daytime is the best.
That's very low.
But when you went on dates, I loved Dr. Myers Berman. I loved him. I totally love him.
Uh-huh.
Is there any chance Dr. Berman can come back? Because I would love to see him come back.
Well, you know, none of that is ever up to the... unless you've got a long trip, the way that they are now, smaller casts, and you know, usually they go for the younger guys.
I'm probably gonna get in trouble saying that, but I don't care. But you are still hot. So I don't get why when guys get a certain age, they think they are not anymore when they are, and they still have the fan base. So, you know, you know, I think you could come back and be a studly man.
Well, thank you very much. I think, yeah, you know, anyone, if I was asked back, I would go back. But that's not up to me.
Well, I know.
I can't hire myself.
Okay, then I will go on Twitter and I will bug Days of a Life. I'm good at doing that. When you were on Dallas, my friend, who I just had on a couple of weeks ago, were you ever on it with J. Eddie Peck? He was on Dallas, too.
No, I'll work with him. But I did work with, Larry Hagman and Linda, my gosh, Victoria Principal.
Linda Evans.
No, she was on Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay,
Linda,
there's so many.
Yeah,
she was.
There was a lot of nighttime. They were nighttime soaps back then. You know, Dallas, Dynasty, they were all, you know, nighttime soap operas, basically. So it's easy to mix them up.
You know, I loved Dallas, and I loved you on Dynasty, too. You know, you were on everything, Kale. You were on everything. Okay, maybe not everything. But then you were on Knox Sandy as Paul. So, yeah, okay, I apologize to the fans. I'm right. You were on a lot of daytime and nighttime soaps. So, yeah, you were on a lot of them.
Right, I was. You know, so I've been doing a lot of plays. I've been doing films. I've been writing. I'm still acting.
So why are you working on my now?
Over the long haul. Pardon me?
What are you working on my now? What are you doing right this moment? Like, what projects?
I'm going to do a film in Canada in September. Small independent film called Ellie's Room. I shot out two films this year. Neither of them are looking, I don't know if they're going to get released or not. Voice socials, all kinds of things. So, you know, somewhere out there, if you hear my voice, it's probably me.
Really? I'm going to have to pay attention to voice now. You know, yeah, I will give you a heartbeat to have you back on daytime. But like you said, it's not up to you. It's up to Carly. So Carly will be triggering Young and the Restless, B&B, and Days of Our Life to get Kale back on daytime because Kale's still hot. Everyone still thinks so. And, oh, by the way, you were born on my mom's. I mean, you and my mom have the same birthday and the same year. By the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So I think that's...
Happy birthday to your mom.
And you, but your birthday just happened in June 16th. And what was... Until There Was You. I love that movie. How was working on that?
It was a lot of most of cut out of the movie. It was just one of those cases. It happens a lot where when they it looks good on and they actually film, you see that there are storylines in the movie kind of take your focus away from storylines. So a lot of really nice scenes with Dylan that wound up on the cutting room floor, but I got to work with Mike at the time, and it was a lot.
Oh, that's really good. Well, we have calls for you, so I better bring them on before, you know. Okay, let's see. David, you on there?
Hello, Cal.
Hi.
I want to say I'm a big fan of yours from where I live, and I'm at another world. My question is, what have you been your favorite story from both shows?
I'm sorry, was that a question?
Yes. What was your favorite story, Diane, from both shows?
Oh, I see. Well, actually, this, I think that it was Marlene and Don all mixed up together. I think Charlene and Michael were thinking of having an affair or something, and John were, I don't know, but it was wild.
Yeah.
That was when Jill Phelps was producing, and she was a wonderful producer. That was really my favorite on Another World. Although working with the twins, whoever was playing them, Jensen Beter, Benny Asher, there's a lot of really wonderful actresses in that part. Nora, you know, that was one story all the way. Although I have to say that Nora and the courtship with Nora was probably an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. Also, what would like to work with Charles Peaton? Rest in peace.
I think we're getting a time delay or something. What did you say?
What would like to work with Charles Keaton?
Oh, Charles. Love Charles Keating. He's great to work with. He's a really nice
him.
Guy.
Yeah, miss him. Yeah.
I like
him. Yeah. Okay, thank you for answering my question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, David. I'm going to put you back on hold, buddy.
Bye.
Okay. And now we have Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Can you
hear me? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I wanted to say I think I may have seen you when on Another World when it was rerun on SoapNet back about 10 years ago when it was on SoapNet. So I may have caught you on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask, what was it like to work with Linda, not only on Another World, but on One Life to Live?
What was it like to work with who?
Linda Danko, Felicia on Another World, and Ray
Linda
on One
Dano.
Life to Live. Yeah.
You know, I actually forgot that we both jumped shows there. Linda's always great fun to work with. She's just the sweetest human. She's a lovely person and a wonderful actress. And we always had a great time working together.
And what about Anne Hayes?
Yeah. She was very young when she started Another World. I think she was 17 or 18. And she was a wonderful act from the get-go. You know, she was great.
We've stayed
friends over the years.
Yeah, well, you worked with a great, talented cast, and I was a little disappointed when they dropped, when SoapNet dropped Another World, because I was like, I want to see what Dave's Andrea, Judy Evans, was back in the day on Another World, and I never got a chance to get to those episodes. because when I look at Julie now, she's a great actress, and she had proven it on Days with two different characters, and on Another World, she proven it as Paula.
Right.
But go on.
No, I was wondering, is Judy still working?
Oh, yeah, she's still on Days of Our Lives right now, because I've seen her a couple of times. I mean, I've been recording the show, but I think starting Monday I might have to end up watching it live, which is something I'm going to talk about a little bit later on with Carly after the conversation. But Julie's still on the show, so I'm just because I think she's a pretty talented actress and all. But that's all for tonight, and I hope you have a great night.
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right.
Bobby, I will put you on the hold, sweetie.
Okay.
And Maggie, you here? Hey, Meg.
I'm here. I'm listening. And I really love your roles, Kath. I really do. But you're Sam. That one was, I was over the moon love of Sam back then. Well, still.
See, I told you, Kale, women
Sam
love you still.
Yeah. Honest to God. I mean, you're like Cary Grant.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it was fun while it was happening.
Absolutely. Oh. I didn't want Sam to die. I mean, that was stupid. I don't know who wrote that in, but they weren't thinking. But we got to bring you back on. Well, I'm glad you're still in movies and stuff, but we kind of like you in my living room every day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. The truth. Thank you for
well,
doing this.
We love you on Daytime After Dark. And we would love to have you back. We would love to have you back on Daytime After Dark sometime. Do you think you would like to come back when you get another movie?
Sure.
Okay, well, You know, I know there's a 5-second delay, and I think it's Blog Talk tonight. And so, yeah, we would love for you to come back, and let's keep in touch. And how hot is it where you are now? Where are you by now?
I'm in New England, and it's very hot and very humid right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I look forward. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to the fans. And Carly, you have yourself a good evening. And take care, and I'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Have
thank
a great
you.
Night.
The Amazon here. Thank you.
Have a great night, Kale. Mommy, how did I do?
You got Sam. You got Sam.
Well, yes, I know. But remind
me
to tell you something later. Hey, David and Bobby.
Hello.
Okay, so I have breaking news. I have breaking news.
The news report.
Days of Our Life is going to the Pop Network, and it will be on at 8 o'clock every night starting on Monday.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I just saw it on your website while I was on hold. So other than Friday's show, I won't have to get a chance to record anything, fearing that it's going to be breaking news around here locally, whether it be weather or anything nationally.
Yeah, but, so Bobby, do what I mean I do with what's it called? YNO and B&B. Do what I do. I record both. I record the daytime one and the nighttime one. This to save my behind so I won't miss anything.
Well, I'm usually going to be a Thursday through a Monday through Thursday type of person until the end of till maybe somewhere down the road, because I'm usually busy on Fridays, but I can probably get a chance if I'm home on Friday nights to watch Days live on Pop, even though it'll be same day tape, and then just call into the show immediately after it and just talk about my rant of the week of what's going on that show, because I think it's
you could do that, Bobby, but what
right,
I'm saying is
right, because with the current storyline that's starting to unfold, where a lot of people are leaving and stuff like that, and I kind of think with what's going on with Aiden, with what's happened to him the last couple of days, and I'll get a chance to watch it this weekend and find out for myself, and what might happen to Paige, even though I kind of don't want Paige to go off like that and get written off like that, but I understand what's going on, and I just wish True O'Brien the best of luck. I mean, if you can get her on the show, it would be awesome to just talk to her for about 15, 20 minutes and just ask her about what it was like to work on a show like Days.
Well, yeah. I mean, we could always try. It doesn't have to try, right, Maggie?
It doesn't at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because I tweeted to her and I asked you that for the last month. So maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll tweet to her tomorrow about that.
Right, or all of us will. Maybe then she'll get the hint.
Yeah, I mean, right now since they tape ahead of time, I think it's going to be possibly where she has some time off. So unless she's going to get picked up by another soap and can't tell us if she's going to get picked up by Bone Beautiful, YNR, or GH. And then I know that right now, at this point in time, she's a free agent right now, because she could go to one of those three shows, and with the new television season coming out, pilots for shows coming up in later this year and in January, she might end up doing that, she might end up doing movies, who knows? So that might be a possibility. I'm just excited that it's coming to Pop because I just kind of lost interest with Bold and Beautiful on Pop. And I mean, if I can just get through the 6-minute commercial so I won't miss half the shows, then that's different. But that's better than having to go through the same thing during the 20 minutes in and then with 20 minutes to go where you break for a local break and stuff like that, which I understand from the local affiliates on network television versus cable.
Right.
So.
Hold on. David. Hi, David, you're on.
Sorry I'm so late, you guys. I was trying to get in touch with that guy I was telling you about, Carly. For those of you who don't know, I was searching Kickstarter earlier, and I discovered a guy who was trying to put together a soap very similar to the one I'm trying to do myself, but he couldn't get the funding for his project. I guess he had trouble with promoting it and all that stuff. No one really showed an interest. So I tracked down his email, and it took me a while to do, like almost 2 hours to track down his email. But I finally tracked down his email, left a message with him, and I hope to hear back from him soon. I told him about this show and about Carly in my email. I told him that Carly gets the best guests, and, it's free publicity. If we want to get this, if you'd like to get this show started, there's free publicity right here with the show. So anyway, we just had an ABC executive on this show recently, and Carly did a phenomenal job with that interview. It's one of the best interviews I've listened to in a long time.
Thanks, David.
But anyway,
you'll be coming. So
I don't know yet. I left him my number, told him to text or call me back. So I don't check my email every day, as you guys all know. I've been issuing.
No, I mean, neither do I. I mean, You know, I don't. So I'm as bad as you, David.
Here's what's going on with this. As far as from my aspect, my part of this, I have been. Now let me explain a little bit about what the soap show is. Sorry, I'm trying to eat some. I haven't had anything to eat. I had a brief snack for dinner. Now I'm going to eat now. Because I've been going from one thing to another all day long. It's crazy today. By the way, who's the other guy online? I just want to say hi. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, well, Kale left. Kale Brownie left. So this, the regular group is Bobby and David, and I am Maggie. And boys, behave yourself and no interrupting tonight, okay?
We won't.
Okay. All right, so let me catch you guys all up to speed on this. Okay, now, I told Carly a little bit about this, and she loves this project idea. And I started by reading this article in Popular Science recently. In fact, I have a copy of the article, and I will try and get Carly the information as to how she can find it so she can read it herself or show you, give it to you guys. I don't have your contact information. If you want to hear about this article, read this article from Popular Science. But what it is it was about space travel, or in particular, low Earth orbit, trips into low Earth orbit without having to go through, you know how normally you get on a space shuttle or whatnot and you go into low Earth orbit or you know, those ships that use all the fuel and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, these new companies have figured out a way to use balloons. You know the idea of how like helium balloons, hot air balloons?
Yes.
They've been able to get capsules up to 100,000 feet in the air, which is low Earth orbit, basically. Okay? And safely bring people down from there, all right, without having to use rocket fuel or any of that stuff, which got me thinking about a soap opera based around one of those type of companies that involves, you know, trips into space, what have you, you know, into Earth orbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It'll be focusing on this couple who starts the business and all the people in the town and, you know, other people who get involved in the project. Because this is, that's the whole idea of going into space, even if you don't go to other planets, but to the moon or whatnot. That's big, and people go to, you know, for weddings, and it's a great view of Earth, anyway. So anyway, I started thinking, what if I did a soap based on that and use real-life stuff, not science fiction, but real technology, like what's in Popular Science. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been toying with this idea. Right.
Yeah,
well, it turns out this other guy, Dwight, who had once worked at ABC for 15 years, back in 2011, came up with a similar idea, but he had an idea of doing something like on the moon or something like that, and he tried to put a Kickstarter together, and there was no funding for it. No one, not a single backer, backed the project, which is sad, because, you know what I mean? But anyway, so I left a message with this guy. I hope I hear from him soon, because I'd like to get in touch with him and see if I can't help him and try and get the two ideas to work together.
Mm-hmm.
See? Perfect. Yeah, and, you know, I also have been toying with the idea. You remember the studio in Connecticut in Stamford where One Life Living All My Children were being filmed?
Mm-hmm. Crossed Park?
Yeah, that's what I was using. That location. I was thinking, what if we took that location, that studio, and used that for the project? Because it's not really being used right now, as far as I know.
As far as I know.
You know?
Lease it or whatever, pay it rent, or whatever they want to do it.
I couldn't understand a word of that or what he just said. What did you just say?
Pay rent or lease it to use for a studio? I would think they'd want in that. They should understand
that. Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea. I'm thinking, if I can get in touch with Prospect Park and try and negotiate with them, because they're the ones who were leasing the place, maybe they would know, maybe I could work with them a little bit in producing, you know, when it comes to getting this thing going. Because, see, I want to be able to not only use the space that they were using, maybe even some of the sets that they were using for One Life to Live and All My Children, but also try and keep One Life to Live and All My Children sort of alive in a sense, so that there could be a hope to get these shows back on the air if the studio space was actually being used. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, because, see, I'd love to get the shows back on the air. And then, oh, my goodness. I started catching up on old tapes of shows that I had taped and never really watched. I pulled up some stuff from the basement, and I had tapes of from going back, I want to go back, going back several years on soaps that I never really watched. And I started getting into As the World Turns. Who's a fan of that?
You know, I watched it, but see, living in Seattle, it was on the same time of days. So
I know, like I said, I had like tapes and stuff that I had backed up and saved and never really watched. I mean, I probably got boxes of junk that I've never, DVDs of all kinds of stuff, all soaps that I've never really watched. Because, you know, you, there's always shows on at that time or you're, you know, whatever. I started watching recordings that I have backed up of As the World Turns, and my God, I'm shocked I never watched this show when it was on the air because, well, you know, the thing of it is, everyone I knew usually poo-pooed it and called it As the Stomach Churns, okay?
No, yeah, no.
Yeah, that was the kind of friends I hung out with at the time. And I never watched it, but I'll tell you something. I've been watching some of this stuff, and I'm like, the writers on that show were very good, and the actors were even better.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked that it was canceled because, the more I'm getting into this, the more I'm watching some of these old tapes that I never got a chance to watch earlier because, you know, well, right now there's really nothing on TV anymore. I mean, everything's all waiting for, you know, for September. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing on. Even the reruns are crap of what's on TV right now.
Well,
I like some.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hooked on that new show Zoo. That's
what's
a pretty
that?
Good show.
A heart what show now?
Zoo on CBS.
Yeah, it was real good. I watched it.
Oh, Zoo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably watch the recent one from the other day, from Tuesday, probably after we get off the air on Friday night. I'll probably watch that because I'll probably have some time. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of it, but I'm glad you found something. But I've been flipping channels and flipping channels. At this point, I'm just starting to watch more and more DVDs because I just don't have the time to really...
Mm-hmm.
There's some good stuff coming up this fall, though. I got to say,
yeah.
This fall.
Well, I agree. I'm sorry. I agree, too. I'm just trying to get back into the habit of that because I started recording days until I found out just about a few minutes ago that it was going to be on Mondays. I mean, Monday through Friday on Pop as well as on NBC, which is pretty good for me. But
The thing is, you guys, it's good for everyone. Everyone gets the damn breaking news, excuse my friends. But we all do. And then we get all mad
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of breaking news. This was
okay, can I finish? I get mad and I want to throw something at my TV. But then Maggie Mom reminds me I need my TV so I can't throw anything at it. So, yeah, and so what would you say about breaking news, David?
Yeah, two things. This is a lot of sex scandals going on the news lately. Jared Fogle, mm-hmm. Did you hear about this today?
Yeah.
Did you hear about Jared Fogle?
Yeah. It's horrible.
I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. But that was interrupted on the news. Then a friend of mine texts me and tells me that where's that text? I want to read this to you. You know the Duggar family.
Duggar.
Dudrick.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah.
Italian kids.
Yeah.
Dudrick.
Listen to this.
19 and counting. I don't know how many kids they had when the show was on.
Yeah. 19 and counting.
Listen to this. You hear? Did you hear about the big the hacking scandal with Ashley Madison?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Madison, the website. Now, for those of you who don't know what Ashley Madison is, Ashley Madison is a website that promotes affairs for married couples, for married people, and has let's face it, we'll call them prostitutes, who are married and are having affairs, you know what I'm saying? And you can, yeah, and it's, yeah, it's really this big scandal that the accounts, all the information, the credit card information, their names, all that stuff, the hackers got it, and they leaked all the information from Ashley Madison. And it turns out Josh Duggar had a paid account on Ashley Madison.
Oh. I'm just reading the headline right now on Twitter in the trending session. So,
Wait for it.
There's more.
Oh,
our old friend from the Globe, the editor of the Globe, remember him?
Jeff Rhoda.
He's a huge soap fan, and I'd love to have him on this show. But, anyway, there is a news story that just was printed in this week's Globe that a crew member, a guy named William Blankenship, this crew member from the show, from the 18 Kids and Counting show, just got busted for child porn. And worse, the Duggar kids often visited the guy's house.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no. Oh yeah. That's the latest news from the Globe.
And I still want to say a host go out to the Giffa family on the loss of Frank Giffa last week.
Yes, I heard about that.
I was a big Frank Giffa fan, and I loved him. And, you know, I'm just glad he went peaceful, and it wasn't like he was sick or anything. I mean, that's, like, good. And Maggie, who did you say who else passed away yesterday?
The girl that played Bad Girl. Do anybody remember the
LTV? Von Craig, yeah, she died. Yeah, Von Craig.
And the biggest split in Hollywood happened today. Well, not the biggest split. Okay, people, are you sitting down? Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green split up.
Well, I didn't even know they were married. That's a sad thing. I didn't even know they were married. I was more shocked that they're divorced. Because I was like,
One at a time, boys.
I will mute. Okay, one at a time. I was shocked. Yeah, they got married 6 years ago, and they have two kids, and I was shocked. I thought they had a pretty solid marriage and relationship. You know, maybe Brian Austin Green will go back to Vanessa Montero now. I'm kidding,
yeah.
People.
He was one of those nice stars. But anyway, here's another shocker for you. Just in related news, Shannon Doherty. You heard about this?
No.
Poor Shannon. Apparently, she now has breast cancer. So pray for Shannon Doherty. Mm-hmm. But it gets worse.
My God.
She's now suing her former manager because her insurance. The people who are handling her finances lapsed and allowed her insurance to lapse. And she just had to fight on her. She fired them, fought to get her insurance back, and then went to her doctor and come to find out now she has breast cancer. And if she had gotten to it sooner, she wouldn't need the chemotherapy and mastectomy that she now requires, that they now say she needs to have. So she's she's suing the people who were supposed to be handling her finances. I don't understand this. A company, you pay a company 5%, 5-6% of your income for them to handle the rest of your income, and they don't, and they allow your health insurance to lapse. Oh, I'm sorry, that's just messed up and even worse. Now, come to find out, when she finally gets to see her doctor, when she finally gets her insurance back on track, that she's got breast cancer and it's the kind that needs a mastectomy and chemotherapy.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, just remember, sometimes boys, I know because you boys, you don't know, but sometimes with a mastectomy, it's safer to get one, so it will be all gone and it will come back, right, Maggie?
Yeah, but see, my point, though, is that...
David, I was asking Maggie something. Right, Maggie?
Yes, it would be better just to do that, but a lot of chemo and radiation. But that poor girl, my God, she could have been caught so much sooner if she had insurance, you know?
Mm-hmm. But they said that the cancer is spread so bad that just having stuff done now, but they could have missed it sooner if she had gotten in and gotten diagnosed sooner, but she couldn't because the company that was handling her finances refused to pay her insurance and allow the insurance to lapse. So now she's suing the people who were supposed to pay the insurance.
And she's got a fight right now with cancer. She doesn't need all this on top of her.
Exactly. So please, pray for Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, if I had more wherewithal and I would honestly put together a Kickstarter page for support for Shannon.
I think she has a great case for suing the, you know, people. And,
I agree.
But the thing is, with breast cancer, you guys.
Because she had it documented from her doctor that if the insurance had been kept up, she could have gotten treatment much sooner and with less invasive procedures.
I know she wanted to start having kids. So I guess, you know, maybe she will adopt now, but, I feel so sorry for...
No, this is breast cancer. This is breast cancer.
We have a baby
You can? Oh.
Sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. The other kind of cancer, the one that handles the other female parts, that's different.
Well, I know, I mean, but the radiation is not good for the baby if you're pregnant. Why?
No.
Help me now, my Maggie.
I know. I mean, she's just gotten herself back on track again. She's got a great new reality show with Holly Marie Combs that she's doing called Off the Map, and really.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I cannot say it more strongly. Support this show. It's a great. I'm not a big fan of reality shows. But she really does a great job. Her and Holly do a fantastic job of exploring these places that no one would really go to, no one would really find. And, you know, it's great for people who don't travel to be able to do it in spirit with Holly and with Shannon. So, definitely support Off the Map.
Mm-hmm.
And, pray for Shannon because I feel so bad for her.
Nice. This is disgusting that it could happen to us, you know.
I know. I mean, that this could have been avoided if people actually were doing their job. And she pays these people to do the job, and they failed her on this. And worse, this is a health situation now. This is a health crisis now for her. Cancer is a big thing.
Oh, God, yeah. And most of the lymph nodes that keep spreading. My cousin had happened to her. She had a mastectomy. She had radiation, all that. But she got cancer of the brain and died.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
She had three little children, and she died of brain cancer.
Oh.
Because of an excessive diet and what's all
cancer. You know, the thing is, you guys are probably going to laugh at me a little. My grandfather died of an aneurysm, of all things, and I used to freak out whenever I get... the Lewis headache.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my brain was going to explode and I was going to have an aneurysm, you guys. And every time I had a headache, I called my mom and I'm like, okay, Mom, we got to go to the hospital now. She's like, okay, why? I'm like, because I'm having a headache, and it could make my brain explode. Come to find out. But come to find out. Yeah, but come to find out, aneurysm is not genetic. But, see, I have everything my grandfather has, so it's just a matter of time before I think it would catch up to me. But, you know, hopefully it's not genetic. But, you know, I hate migraines. I hate migraines so much. You know, I just want to kill the migraines. Right, Maggie?
Oh, I do. Was that out for 19 days with one? They call it a status
screen.
It wouldn't break. It
wouldn't
put plugs in.
And it wouldn't break. Sorry. Will you do me a favor? Sorry. I don't know how you find these wonderful guests, but I think what you ought to do is try and contact the agent for Shannon Doherty. I'd love to see if we could get her on the show, talk about Aquaman, and try and have some of her fans call in, because I feel bad for her having to go through all this.
Yeah, I will try. I don't know who her people are. If you want to research it for me, David, to see
I don't have the opportunity to do a lot of research these days, but I can make some calls. I can probably...
I will bet you...
But a good place to start, if you really want to look, maybe you might want to try IMDb. They do have contact information for a lot of people on IMDb.
I will totally look there. And just so you know, I know everyone was expecting a show last night, but Blog Talk was having power hours. And just so you know, you guys, I won't ever go to Talk Show, because I don't like their format over there, and I don't like having all my guests punch in 10 numbers just to talk to us. You know, so that will never be happening for us. You know,
well,
unless...
Excuse me, that's what I'm saying,
I had a show that I was trying to do on Talk Show, but I never could get the good publicity. I could never get the kind of guests that Carly does. This woman is fantastic at getting some of the best guests I've ever listened to.
I agree.
Oh, David. I could really say something dirty right now, Dave. I'm doctor, but I won't.
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, Mommy says I can, so I can't.
Well, Carly, thanks for at least talking me into just joining you guys, because I prefer you guys better than them.
Oh. Well, you know,
yeah.
David, I mean, Bobby, you know, we just love, you know, having everyone on here, and, you know,
right.
I mean, sometimes we can talk like this, but sometimes we have, like, big interviews that we don't get to talk, and I would like them all. Having to talk about what's going on and with the daytime mood and with, like, things that are happening, like, you know, because the subway guy looks so, wholesome. I would never guess the subway guy, you guys.
Right.
The subway guy seems so, wholesome.
Yes. I mean...
You know, well, the thing of it is this. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. But I'm not one to judge. I've made my share of mistakes in my life that I've lived down and lived through. But you know what? It's still kind of sad to hear about kind of all the things that are going on in this world, particularly about people that we know of, even if we don't know them personally.
Right.
I know, but, you know, I mean, I would never imagine what's going on with, like, him, because, you know, he's from Spokane, Washington. And that's like 4 hours away here, you guys. So I never thought a guy like that, you know, would do something so horrible.
Right. Especially after what you said on TV about his diet and stuff like that. I mean, I will still go to Subway to just get subs, because that's a healthier alternative than all this fast food stuff.
Exactly. food is delicious.
I mean, come on, you guys. Subs are so good. And, okay, to be honest, no, I don't go for the healthiest sub when I'm at Subway.
Well,
no.
Carly, I'm the same thing, too. Especially if it's a limited time offer.
The thing of it is, I can enjoy food from places, even if the company, you know, I mean.
They draft them.
I mean, like, for example, take Chick-fil-A, for example. They are horrible to people with, are horrible to gays and lesbians. They're absolutely the worst company on earth to gays and lesbians. They are owned by people who are religious fundamentalists, you know, the conservatives and all that, you know, Bible thumpers, those kinds of lovely people. But anyway, I'm not knocking religion or anything. I do think that some people's doctrines are a little suspect. But anyway, what I'm saying is, so even though the people in charge aren't the nicest people on earth, and the food prices are exorbitant over at Chick-fil-A, I mean, you can eat.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah, for two people, you spend $12 for two people. Easy.
Really?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
That's highway robbery.
I know, but I'll admit that the food's good, but it's a little on the expensive side, But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that I don't pay for it myself. Usually a family member will buy it and say, oh, here's some Chick-fil-A. I'm like, great, as long as I don't have to set foot in the building, I'll eat the food. I can enjoy TV shows like Once Upon a Time and stuff like that in moderation, even though I am pissed off still, even to this day, at ABC for what they pulled with One Life to Live and All My Children. Okay? And yes,
right.
Yes, there are people now in charge who are more soaps friendly than the last people who were in charge before, but the damage has already been done, and it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, true. And I just want to say, Dancing with the Stars, people, the dancers are back. Derek is back, Mom, by the way.
Yeah, oh, my God, Derek Hupp. Oh, I want his number. I want his phone number.
I would like to do Derek on the kitchen counter.
Okay.
I mean, for
Michael first. Charlie, I called him first.
What's my ears?
I'm just going to be tweeting on Shandori right now, and that you just brought up, David.
Oh, God.
I'm tweeting right now.
That's all I can think about.
You know, she does have a Twitter, Carly. You can try tweeting her. She does have a Twitter, and so does Holly.
Yeah, I will do that.
I just remembered that Shannon and Holly both have a Twitter, and I'd love to get them both on the show. Shannon especially.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But, I mean, a thousand hugs to her. I mean, I've always loved Shannon's work. You know, she's a great actress, a nice person. She loves horses and animals. I'd love to talk to her personally about the horses and about animals. I'd love to, you know, like, interview about stuff like that with her.
Yeah, she got it when we were young. You know, of course she was going to go through everything she wanted. You know,
her career. Did you know that she started out as a child on the show, Little House on Prairie.
Little House on Prairie.
Yep, she was on that.
Way
back.
Oh yeah, I loved her on Little House and Little House: The New Beginning. I loved her on that.
Right, but I think the problem is, and this is something that I think she got into when she was on 90210 and Charmed. If she wanted to pick fights with Tori Spelling because of her father running the show and get fired from that show, or Alyssa Milano because of Aaron Spelling running the show and stuff like that, you can't just you know, trust her sometimes. But now I just feel like, especially as she did Dance with the Stars, that I just took on a whole new life with her.
I'm not going to pick sides one way or the other, but as far as the whole Alyssa Milano issue goes, and I'm going to say this and leave it here, because Shannon and Holly both don't like to talk about what happened with Charm. They've been best friends for years, but I think that it takes two sides to have a fight. I think Alyssa has some issues there too. Okay?
Right.
Now, I'm not going to blame one side or the other, and I do think that what happened and the way it happened was not, there was things wrong, done wrong there on both sides, and I can understand why Shannon doesn't like to talk about it, but at the same time, I can also understand from a fan perspective, I love Charm to the day I die. I love Charm. I saw a copy of a fan made Book of Shadows that was done really, really well. And in that copy of the Book of Shadows, believe it or not, there's a reference to a character that appeared in DC Comics.
Which I love, DC Comics.
You know what I cannot wait for, you guys? You know what I cannot wait for? As much as I'm going to cry when the summer ends, because I always love summer, because, you know, I'm a summer girl, I'm not going to miss the hot weather, but I cannot wait for my primetime shows to come back.
Oh, God. Blood and Oil. I've got to see this new show, Blood and Oil, because Chase Crawford.
Me too. Gotcha.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Chase Crawford, he's a good guy.
I'm just waiting for the cold weather
to come.
I
used to love watching him on Gossip Girl.
I'm just waiting for the cold weather to come because even though I'm speaking right now, there have been thunderstorms in the area as we speak. So luckily the power didn't go out. Otherwise I would have been cut off since I'm on a cordless phone. But I can just tell
you
right now.
Let me give you a little tip. Do you have a Walmart in your area?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. This is what you should do. I have a phone that I bought from Walmart. It's called the Straight Talk From Home. It runs off cellular service, okay? It runs off cell phone towers, but it's a home phone. And it's amazing. $15, and I can call anyone in the United States for $15 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
$15 a month.
And for $30 a month, you can call into Canada and so on and so forth. You have a worldwide calling. But anyway, the point is that this phone, I've had this phone, it has a backup battery inside it. So if the power goes out, I can still call on this phone with the backup battery, you know, if there's a power outage, if something happens with the telephone wires. This thing has been a lifesaver. When I had the big, I live in Connecticut. I don't know if you guys remember this a couple of years back. We had that huge snowstorm back in October.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think I had this phone back then. And I'm telling you, because I was able to get in touch with people even though, until it died out, I had my cell phone too. Thank God for the cell phone. I had to charge it on the way to these places because we had no power for like a week. But I'll tell you something.
I will tell you something.
I love my home phone that I bought a couple years ago from Walmart. $15 a month, and it's I think it costs like $45 for the hardware. And rain, sleet, snow. I took this phone with me, and that's the thing. If you don't plug it into the phone line in the house, you can take this box with you and plug your home phone into the box, and you can put it in any room of the house if you want to. You can take it with you. I went to Vermont with this thing, and usually you can't get cell service in Vermont, but because there's a Walmart in near the area to where I was, there was cell service for this box. So I was able to make calls while I was up in Vermont, out in the woods. I took this box with me, and it was my home phone, so people were calling me as if I were home, and I was away on vacation for a week, and I was able to get...
That is awesome!
Yeah,
wow.
I cannot speak highly enough of the Straight Talk home phone. The service is Straight Talk, but Straight Talk works off of the Verizon service towers, so you get the Verizon coverage, but you get it's just a home phone, but it's off of cell towers. So you get the best of both worlds. You get cell phone coverage, but you also get a home phone that you don't get the cell phone radiation in your ear.
Right. Well, that's awesome. And I just want to just say before I go off that that if I ever considered getting a phone service like that, that would be just fine. But on that note, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you all. But I'll be back on Friday, and I definitely want to just...
Oh, and Bobby, just remember, if you start worrying about Maggie and you can't get a hold of her because of the storm, just text me. I don't want you worrying because Maggie and I talk like 50 times a day. Right, Maggie?
Absolutely.
If I can just say one more thank thing.
You
just, right.
I appreciate
can I say
it.
One more, can I just say one more thing? I want to give a shout out to Alicia Morgan, who plays Hillary on Y&R. Congratulations on her baby. And you're welcome to come on the show. So just tweet me, Carly, Maggie, or text or call Carly or Maggie, and just set up a time, and we'll be happy to get you on the show as soon as you come back. Congratulations on having a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
I mean. So we are going to end this, though, because.
Carly. There's another actor you can try and get on the show, too. He's got a new movie coming out. He used to be on As the World Turns. He's got a new movie coming out. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But you'll probably know the actor. His name's Van Hanses. He's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah.
He was Luke.
Yes. He's got a new movie that's either just coming out or about to come out. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. God help us. But I'd really love to get him on the show and talk about this new movie.
Yeah, well, I've talked to him, and he seemed interested. So, you know, I've started the talks with him.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
So, but you guys, let's end it because, you know, I'm getting tired and it's, it's so humid.
Yeah, the storm is pretty bad here and I don't want to get zapped.
No.
Oh, that'd be funny.
No, it wouldn't. Take care, Bobby.
Well, you have a good night and I'll talk to you all. On Friday, on that note. And
Bobby, I'm kidding. Bobby, I was kidding, okay?
I know, but I just better get off the phone now because I saw some lightning and heard some thunder just 5 minutes ago.
Okay, you guys, we will be back on Friday with Cody Kissing, you guys. She was on General Hospital, and it will be at either 6 or 7 on Friday.
What character on General Hospital did she play? I don't remember her.
Oh, shit. You're making me look that up now? No. Okay, hold on. I think she played Maggie.
Yes, she did.
Hold on.
She was a doctor.
Okay.
Way before my time, but
yeah.
if I get a chance Friday night, if it's at 7 o'clock, I'll definitely join in. If it's at 6 o'clock your time, Carly, I might try to call in towards the end if she's still on. Otherwise, I'll just go into my regular chat and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night.
You
night,
too. Take
Bobby,
care.
Okay. Just hold on, you guys. I want to get to that question. Oh, my gosh. She's so beautiful, by the way. Okay. General Hospital, she was a regular. Yeah, I think she was Maggie, you guys. But I will look that up tonight. And have a great night, everyone. And David, if you want to text me later, you can.
Yeah, of course. Well, actually, I want to talk to you on the phone. Can you talk to me?
No, I don't tonight. But I promise. I promise by the weekend, my voice sounds better, I will.
Your voice sounds great, Carl. Your voice does sound great.
Okay, my voice might sound great, but I don't feel great. So let's get off now and Friday night, and David text me later.
I'll text you now,
Megan. All right. Okay, and Megan, you know the drill. Okay, night, guys. Have a great weekend. David, the other David, I hope you call back on Friday night, too.
Just remind me, and I'm sorry I was running late. I was in the middle of working on the project I was talking about, and so, yeah, things kind of... it was a bit of a detective work to try and track down this guy's email, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. Let me know,
and if you need my help, let me know.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on it, definitely, because I think this that publicizing it here on the show would be, like, great free publicity. And you know what? Maybe I'll even have, if I ever get this thing filmed somehow, I'll have you do a role on the show or something.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. Okay, night, guys. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Night. Bye-bye.
Runs with corners. Come on, Zach. Come on, my babies. Hi. I don't know.